This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The old fairy tales just ain't what they used to be. Sleeping Beauty, the Disney version, is about a young woman who learns not to take candy from strangers, and also to sing, and how to forage for diamonds with little people in mines. But mostly, it's a cautionary tale that parents would tell to kids, that you should be suspicious of people offering you cherry apples. And there's another tale about vanity and about Prince Charming and the beauty myth. Essentially, it taught little girls that if they kept their nose to the grindstone and didn't talk to strangers and waited for the proper gentleman to approach them, they could essentially be kissed while they were passed out. This is not the current state of the myth. These days, Angelina Jolie teaches young women not only to not worry about taking candy for strangers, but actually the fear now is to how not to become like your father and how to avoid being limited from actually interacting with strangers. It's such a complete flipping of the myth. That is, it shows you how much we've changed as a society in regards to gender roles. And the movie does that expertly, and there's no one better than Angelina Jolie, who's the daughter of Oscar winner John Voight, to basically play the uncontainable feminine force. This is a reimagination along the lines of the Wizard of Oz Wicked Witch story and musical and book, and you get the idea that they figured that gravy train deserved another. And so here we have history from the point of view of the underclass, sort of a people's history of the mythology of Disney. But not with Howard Zinn, with Angelina Jolie, who is herself always butting up against authority, and just recently took ownership of her body by removing both of her breasts while she was still healthy. Here she takes ownership of a quote-unquote witch and turns it into more of a Wiccan idea, which is one who's at peace with nature and makes really a remarkable film.